What's up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and you are tuning in to your favorite podcast, House of Ortandia. And I am your favorite hostess with the mostest, Ortandia. How y'all doing? How has the summer been treating you? Did the summer get whatever body you brought to it? You know how people say, I'm going to get my summer body together. Girl, you bring to the summer whatever body you have. I mean, of course, you want to work out, tune up, lose weight, whatever, wherever you find yourself on that spectrum. Cool. But don't let this world tell you you need to be a size whatever and weigh however many pounds and have XYZ measurements to have a summer body. The summer will take whatever body you give it, okay? And so I just want to check on the people today. I just want to talk today, talk to you guys about just about things and how are you and how are you processing where you are? Because everything is very loud. The world is very loud. Social media is very loud. Your workplaces may be very loud. Obviously, the political arena is very loud. Like, everything is so loud. But how do you process you? Or how do you get to a quiet place and just think and reflect and do introspection and not get caught up in all the hubbub of the world and what's around you, but just sit in a place and just say, what do I really want? What's really important to me? What do I want to be a part of? What do I not want to be a part of? How do I want to be seen in this world? How do I want to present in this world? What do I want to leave behind when I'm no longer here? Who do I want to impact? How do I want to be impactful? Not based on societal norms, not based on what your family say you should be doing, or not based on cultural things. This is how you, if you're black women show up this way, or, you know what I mean? All of the stuff that people, all of the to-dos and the lists and the labels that people placed upon us. What do you want to do? What do you, man, or you, woman, listening to this podcast, what is important to you? How do you drown out the noise and say, this is important to me? And it may not be that you're going to be a quadruplet. You know, it may not be that you're going to go to the moon. It may not be that you're going to create some great invention. It may not be that you're going to feed all of the third world nations. It may be none of that. It may be something. It may be, I don't know what it is for you, but you and I have to sit in a quiet place and decide what success looks like for us. What it looks like for me and you and that person is completely different. And if we allow the noise of other people and to decide how we want to move in society, we're not being uniquely and authentically ourselves. You know, I want to be uniquely and authentically Ortandia. I don't want to be a hodgepodge of a bunch of other people. I want to be uniquely me. I want to, whatever success looks like for me, I want that. However, I want to show up in a place, whether, you know, I'm in my church community, whether I'm at work, whether I'm at play, whether I'm, you know, in a coffee shop, I don't care where I am. I want to show up as that person. I will determine how I show up. You know what I mean? I just think, I sit and I think about what's going on, and then you have, Don't even add social media to it. Social media just adds a whole nother layer of stress and all that kind of stuff for people. And young people, middle-aged people, older people. Every time I see older people on social media trying to get clicks and likes, it disturbs me. Not that they older people can't be on social media and do, you know, they're doing whatever they feel like they want to do. But it's like, whew, when I see 70, 80-year-old people on there doing bizarre things. And again, that's me saying what's bizarre. To them, clearly, it's not bizarre. It's just like, ooh, because, you know, for me, I'm an 80s baby. So I grew up in the 80s. So when older people to me have a certain, you know, demeanor, they have a certain, they live a certain way. You know what I mean? And I to see them on TikTok, just like, oh gosh, you know, but again, I can't decide or I, you know, it's wrong for me to assume that I have the right to say how they should be acting. That's wrong, you know? And so it's just weird. But anyway, that's a sidebar note. The topic of conversation right now is how are you presenting? Have you decided what's successful to you and how you want to show up in the world? Have you decided, is it an ongoing process? Is it a daily thing? Is it, like, what does that look like for you? I don't know. Like, for instance, this is an example. You know, say that you really want to work at a daycare center. You know, you might be working, you might have this fabulous job making six figures or whatever, but deep in your heart, you've always wanted to be a daycare center worker. I'm not sure what they're called. I'm sure that they're probably not called daycare center workers, but you know what I'm saying. Just because you just love taking care of little babies. You don't want to open a daycare center. You want to work at one. And for, you know, but that would just make your heart sing. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that, that's what I mean by that. Like, to stay at that job that's probably, that may be killing you, that may be causing great stress, but maybe taking care of your family really, really well, you know, but that's not, but that would be a challenge. Like, that's a challenge that you would have to sit down and discuss. Like, if I leave this job making $150,000 a year to go and make, like, whatever they're paying daycare workers today, maybe $12, $15 an hour, I don't know. But to, you know what I mean? Like, that would have to be, first of all, you would have to be super bold and super confident to be like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I feel like I need to do. You know, in spite of people saying, don't do that. That's crazy. Why would you do that? Why don't you just open up a daycare center? Why don't you just buy a daycare center? You know, yeah, getting down to the very nuts and bolts of things, that to the very core of who you are. Like, that's what I'm after. Like, it, you know, that's what I'm after. For me, that's what I hope you're after for yourself. Just not giving into, like I said, societal norms, societal pressures. Oh, any success looks like this. In order to be successful, you must have these things. You must be here. You must live in this neighborhood. You must drive this kind of car. You must have these kinds of friends, you know. I disagree. For me, my definition of success is you have internal peace. You have, in the midst of a chaotic and crazy world, you have internal peace and you are living out those things that bring you peace. You know, it, like I said, this is like contrary to today's society. It's like, what? Bare bones? Oh, no, we get BBLs around here. Oh, no, 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 no. We get cheek implants. Oh, no, no, no. You got to have 20 businesses. Oh, no, no, no. You got to have 3 Airbnbs and 2 cars on Turo and 5 stock options. And you got to be making 6 figures. And you have to have your kids in certain schools. And it's just so much. It's just so much. You know? And yeah. Am I, like, thinking about a poverty? Heck no. You know, some people may be, that may be your thing. Your thing may be about a poverty. That's not my thing. That's not my thing. But that may be your thing. Your thing may be like, no, I don't want resources or finances or whatever. But that's not for me. I'm just saying, would it mean that I might have to take less money in something? Yeah, it might mean that for me. Whereas I'm making a certain amount of money, but the thing that I would enjoy immensely that would bring me such great peace, I might have to take a salary that's half of that, you know? But the test would be, will I be willing to do that? And would I be willing to do that to receive that kind of internal peace, you know? I can sit and flap my jaws all day on this podcast about, oh, self-success, what do you success look like for me, and blah, 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 get down to your authentic self. But would I really be willing, and I'm just going to keep it all the way real, would I really be willing to take half a pay cut to move somewhere where, you know, it's just not the best. It's not the best neighborhood. It's not the best city. It's not the best town, or, you know what I mean? If that's what, you know, would I really be willing to do that? Because, again, creature comforts, you know, I'm like everybody else. I like running water. You know, I like indoor plumbing. You know, I like a nice city, you know, city living. I like city living. And so, yeah. I didn't want to keep you guys long. This isn't a long and drawn out message. It's not even meant to be a sad message, but a sober one. Because we chase so much. We are constantly in pursuit. We're chasing. Whatever society throws out there that's what you should have, we chase it like a freaking carrot on a string. And so the purpose of this podcast is to get you to thinking about, to get off that treadmill, so to speak, or get off that hamster wheel, rather, of society, and to really get butt naked with yourself, not physically, but metaphorically, get butt naked with yourself to see what would really make me happy, what would really bring me peace, what would really bring me great contentment, what would really allow me to utilize all of my skills and talents and abilities to the benefit of someone else, you know, and I'm pouring them out and it's bettering other people's lives. You know what I mean? Like what is that thing? What are those things? It could be a number of things. Yeah. Think about that. Drop me a comment, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Drop me a comment. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what you think. And this, like, you know, this isn't like a one-lifetime thing. This is like, you know, you kind of do this throughout your years, throughout the year. And like, okay, where am I? You do this. Let me do an assessment. Where am I? Hold on. Am I in this rat race? Am I just going? Have I morphed or contorted or conformed into somebody else? I don't even recognize myself anymore. You know what I mean? Like, just stop. You and I need to just stop and really take a serious assessment. All right. And that's it, honeys. Like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me. And that's not a tagline. I really, really do want to see you in heaven with me. You know what? Because let me tell you something. In a minute, and I don't know when that minute is, but in a minute, the world will end. That sky will crack, and you're going to hear a trumpet blast. And some of us will disappear. I ain't trying to scare you. I'm just giving you big facts. Some of us will disappear, and it's going to be chaotic. It is going to be hell on earth. Okay? So when I say I want to see you in heaven with me, I don't want you to experience that. I want you to be, when that sky crack and that trumpet blast, I want you to be tuck the deuces. I want you to be out, and we going to heaven and we out. Okay, that's what I mean by that. And so, I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me for umpteen years of this podcast, as infrequent as it may be. But you guys know that this is more therapeutic than me trying to get rich off of it. It's more therapeutic for me to be able to share my thoughts, my ideas this way. However, I do accept advertisements. So if you have a business that I deem that I can work with alongside, promote, don't hesitate to click the link in the show notes and send me a message, and then we'll connect and I'll see if your business is appropriate for my podcast. Okay. And so, like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me, and I'm out.